First time, but not for the last, Roman troops under Sulla marched on Rome. Marius himself hid out until Sulla and his troops left to fight Mithridates. He then marched on Rome with his troops and threw a little bloodbath of his own. Marius was also elected consul an unprecedented seventh time, but died fortunately before he could harm the state any further. His supporters, though, maintained their stranglehold on Roman government, even sending a separate army to Asia with orders to defeat Sulla and Mithridates in that order. These soldiers wisely defected to Sulla at their earliest opportunity. Sulla thought he had to fix Rome's problems first. He therefore made a peace treaty with Mithridates, returned to Italy with his army, marched on Rome again, and wiped out Marius' supporters a second time. This accomplished by 81 BC, Sulla declared himself dictator for the quote-unquote restoration of the Republic. His first step was to condemn his popularis enemies and confiscate all their property. The Senate asked Sulla to publish the names of the condemned, so that those not on the list could be freed from anxiety, a process called proscription or posting of names. Although his reign of terror was just as bloody as that of the hated Marius, Sulla tried hard to fix what he saw as the Roman Republic's problems. Sulla strengthened the Senate's power and legally established the minimum ages for holding Roman magistracies. He weakened the tribunate by making ex-tribunes ineligible for future magistracies, and he quit giving grain to the urban masses for free. His goal was to ensure that no Marius, or no Sulla for that matter, would ever threaten Rome again. He decreed that no standing army could be stationed in or near Rome, and that governors or commanders could not lead troops back anywhere near Rome without the express permission of the Senate. This accomplished, Sulla laid down his dictatorship and partied himself to death in 79 BC. Yet the problem presented by client armies would not go away. Rome had already endured three civil wars, the Social War, 91 through 88 BC, Sulla's War of 87 BC, and Sulla's Second War of 82 to 81 BC. The general Quintus Sertorius, a comrade of Marius, took over the provinces of Spain and held out until 72 BC, when he was at last suppressed by the young general Pompey. The Spartacus slave revolt of 73 to 71 BC was put down by the Sullan general Crassus, with an assist from Pompey and his Spanish veterans. Crassus never forgave Pompey for stealing his limelight. To reward these ambitious young generals and hopefully keep them from marching their client armies upon Rome, Pompey and Crassus were elected co-consuls for 70 BC. This was yet another lousy precedent. Pompey was not only too young to be the consul, he had never been elected to any position on the cursus honorum. But Rome was now an empire in the full sense of the word, and war was no longer a matter of dropping the plow, picking up the sword, and kicking Etruscan tail.